Everybody, welcome to another bombastic, fantastic, made of plastic, not from the Jurassic podcast of Good Gamers. Now, as you may have known, there have been some good video game news as of late, and as well as other gaming stuff, but as you may know, I mostly focus on video games. It doesn't matter what I really talk about on here, because my podcast, and you know, your list just depends a little bit of time. So, I was thinking before about the Final Fantasy Rebirth, which is now on two discs. Anyway. That's basically like volume 2 of the remake of Final Fantasy. And I have to say I'm a little disappointed because there was no golden saucer. I didn't see it. If you saw a golden saucer, I did not see one golden saucer. I did not see Chocobo Racing. I'm very disappointed. Where is the golden saucer? Yeah, I don't care that Eris is still alive. You know what? Say that. I'm just saying. Why don't they all kill? I'm just saying. Sephiroth should be the main character and everyone else should die. That's what I think. You know, just like a Shakespearean novel. Well, then Sephiroth. Isn't he already dead? That's the good thing. Again, this is just rambling. But, you know, as you know, Alan Wake 2 has come out, you know, or at least been announced. Now, to be quite honest, I've never finished American Nightmare, like the Alan Wake 1.5. I'm not saying it's a terrible game, I'm just saying, I'm not around to it, but where the game's going, not going anyway. I'll probably die before I finish my games. Who knows? Like books or any sort of media. There's always a lot of it out there, so you can't expect to consume all of it. And if you do expect people to do that, then that's unhealthy because people need to sleep and do other things, you know, have a variety of life. But yeah, going back to the Street Fighter. The new Street Fighter has some new characters, as you all know if you've played it. And it also has some old favorites. I don't know who was the best voice actor, but I certainly like the quirkiness of it. And it seems to me, I could be wrong, but it seems to me like they made Chun-Li the most powerful character in the game. Again, there's nothing wrong with that, but she's got fireballs, she can interrupt super moves. It's pretty impressive, you know. I guess unless you're really good with other characters, but she seems to be a little OP. You would think that the OP characters would be Ryu and Ken, but hey, I guess they want to give Chun-Li a good push. But hey, you know, I don't blame them. You know, because when I was a child and I played Street Fighter for the first time, Street Fighter 2 to be more specific, I had a crush on Chun-Li. So, and she's evolved way more since the 16-bit days. Do I still have a crush on Chun-Li? No, I don't. But it's very funny that how the evolution goes on, where it's like, for example, as I mentioned before, Eris, I used to have a crush on Eris from Final Fantasy, but I don't have a crush on them anymore. I always found it funny that I always had crushes on people that didn't exist. You know, maybe it was because, you know, they couldn't disappoint me much like human beings could, you know, because they're in that little box, you know, like they can't come into the real world, but they're just an imagination kind of thing, you know, very similar to the movie Drop Dead Fred, if you've ever seen it, where she has an imaginary friend, and if that person came into real life, would cause chaos, but it would be very fun. Yeah, but
other games like Diablo and stuff like that, I don't really care for those types of games. I'm sure there are plenty of people out there that love Diablo and various other genres of game that I don't play. There is a Gran Turismo movie coming out, or Turismo, whatever you want to say, which looks kind of average in my opinion. I'm sure that the own main focus of that movie is the cars, the Honda cars or whatever. So, because it's like a, what do they call it? Like maybe it's around 2 hours. It's probably a 2 hour long Honda commercial or whatever cars are being sponsored in that movie. Now, I would assume that this movie would come out, if it was endorsed by Honda, to come out during, December, because that's Honda days. But, whatever. That's just my opinion. You don't have to listen to me. And I know that a lot of writers are on strike in various, locales. So if the writing quality of this movie is lackluster, then it was probably written right now by someone who doesn't know how to write. But if it was written before the strike, then I'm sure it will be fantastic. What was that? Battleship. That was the movie that existed. So, if anything, it will be an honorable mention. Now, I'm sure that there are plenty of people out there that play board games. I went into a video game store not too long ago. It had like pinball machines and all these other retro arcades, as well as, the current stuff and various other pop culture items. And they had this whole section, like, I don't know what you would call it. It's just like a mishmash of board games. And it looked like someone that owns that place or worked there just left them there. You know what I mean? Like, I need room for my game shelf, so I'm just gonna put these all away. And there was like, I don't know, over 1,000 games or something like that. There was a good amount. There was Risk, there was Catan, there was, all the classic ones as well. I didn't see any new ones, but like Magical Kittens or something like that. Or, like Potion Maker or various things, Cash and Guns, But it was still impressive to see them, like, I don't know about you and gaming in general. I know I'm not just talking about video games, but it's always a good time with gaming, especially when you have friends. Like, I like playing board games mostly with friends, otherwise they're not as entertaining. But the thing is, with video games, you can play video games by yourself and they'd be entertaining. So that's my opinion on it. Do you have opinions? I'm sure you do. Do you want to share them with me? Go right ahead. I don't care. Good luck trying to find me, though. Point being is that, unless you know me, then never mind. Go ahead and complain to me all you like, or give me your positive feedback. Point of this podcast is me just to express my thoughts on the matter of gaming and whatnot. So, if you have any other thoughts, you can have them right now. Okay. Until next time, everybody and animals, a GG.